At 8 p.m. on Fox tomorrow night is unranked Iowa State at number 9 Oklahoma. The 5-3 Cyclones taking on the 7-1 Sooners. Matt Campbell, Lincoln Riley, both have had an extra week to prepare their teams because they were off last week. But trust me, these players can't wait to get out there Saturday night to play again because both have a bad taste in their mouth from the last time out. And Iowa State, they were riding a 3-game winning streak before losing to Oklahoma State 34-27. Brock Purdy threw 3 interceptions that proved costly for the Cyclones. Oklahoma, they played uninspired and lost 48-41 to a much-improved Kansas State team. The Sooner defense, they must have been reading their press clippings because they looked back to old form of the last few years. And by the time the Sooners found their focus, it was too late. But you can't put this one on Jalen Hurts at all. 19 of 26, 395 yards and a touchdown. Rushed the ball 19 times for 96 yards and 3 touchdowns. As crazy as this sounds, and we never know what's going to happen, but just to speculate, the Sooners, they still have a shot to get in the playoffs if the dominoes fall. But what needs to happen is they need to beat Baylor twice. And that's in the regular season, of course, again in the Big 12 championship game. And then Baylor end up that being the only 2 losses that they have. They need Kansas State to win out and be 10-2. And Kansas State winning out is not so far-fetched. Chris Klieman's a great football coach. He brought that mentality to Manhattan that he had up at North Dakota State. So that's not far-fetched, and Oklahoma needs that to happen. But, hey, listen, forget about all this. First things first, you better not look a pretty good Iowa State team.
Yeah, Oklahoma's not out of it. It is an uphill battle. But the reason they're not out of it is because they were down 25 points to K-State, and they didn't lay down. So if they would have gotten blown out, they're eliminated. That's the one thing that we can look at the committee and say, blowout, you're out. So they did battle back. They made that a 7-point game. You know, I'm not giving them an attaboy for losing by 7 as a 24-point favorite, but it does keep them alive. This game, they're favored by 2 touchdowns. The total's around 66. And as you talked about, Jalen Hurts, he's having a great season and looks like an absolute perfect fit for Riley's scheme. But he doesn't play defense, and then that last game, they gave up 48 points to basically a middle-of-the-pack K-State offense. Iowa State has 3 losses, but all 3 were by 1 score, one of them to a pretty good Iowa team. That was by 1 point. I think the public's going to be all over OU here. I think Iowa State can keep this one close.